This week's ruling on gay marriage from the Massachusetts High Court sets the stage for a legislative battle next week. Lawmakers will consider whether to amend the state constitution to ban same-sex marriage. Wednesday's ruling said the Massachusetts Constitution gives gay couples the right to full-fledged marriage, not just civil unions. Gays and lesbians hoping to marry are celebrating that ruling, but many are still uncertain just how far a Massachusetts marriage license would take them. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
As of May 17th this year, gays and lesbians will be allowed to marry in Massachusetts, and many, like 54-year-old Rob Compton and 59-year-old Dave Wilson, are already planning a big wedding. They've been together 7 years, and they say they plan to stay together forever. But they say they have to wonder if their marriage will last as long as they do.
You don't know what some of the politicians and religious leaders will do, and we don't know what's going to happen.
Compton and Wilson were among the 7 couples who took their fight to get married all the way to the state's high court. But even as they celebrate the court's green light, they're wary about signals now coming from lawmakers, both state and federal. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and President Bush are vowing to, quote, defend the institution of marriage. And gay marriage is also becoming a major issue in the presidential campaign. Compton says he's especially concerned about the growing support in Massachusetts for the constitutional amendment that would restrict marriage to a man and a woman.
There's always a possibility that something else will be crafted. You can get around the SJC's decision, and we are concerned.
The timing could be especially knotty. It would take at least until 2006 to pass a constitutional amendment, so if Compton and Wilson go ahead with their plans to marry this year, their marriage may well become unconstitutional long before they ever come close to a golden anniversary. Sherry Levitan is a trust and estates attorney who works with many same-sex couples.
People are wondering if they're going to wake up 2 years from now and it's all been a dream. And so they're married for a little less than 2 years and then somehow they're unmarried.
It could be that couples who are already married would be grandfathered in so they can stay married. But even if couples do continue to be recognized in Massachusetts, most other states, as well as the federal government, have already said they won't recognize same-sex marriages. That raises questions about what will happen to a couple married in Massachusetts who decides to move out of state.
It becomes complicated. There are really major problems that a couple will face.
For example, says Boston College law professor Sanford Katz, what if a couple moves out of Massachusetts and tries to assert rights of inheritance or wants to keep a partner on his or her health insurance? What if at some point they decide they want to divorce? If the state they live in doesn't recognize their marriage, how do they get unhitched? Or, as Katz points out, what does it mean to be married in the eyes of the state but not in the eyes of the federal government?
It's complicated because just think of the income tax problems that for purposes of federal tax, you are not married, but for purposes of Massachusetts state tax, you are married. That alone can create a lot of complications and a lot of expense.
Ultimately, these conflicts are likely headed for the U.S. Supreme Court, but experts say maybe not so soon. The justices, having just made a major decision this summer, striking down sodomy laws in Texas, may not be eager to take on gay marriage right away. And advocates of gay marriage may also want to let some time pass if they think a different court may be more sympathetic to their case a few years from now. Meantime, it means more uncertainty for many gay and lesbian couples. Doug Hauer, a 32-year-old attorney in Boston, says he, for one, finds the limbo very disturbing.
I have to say, I haven't had the same feeling in my gut and the same feeling of being unsettled and nervous about the future since I was a kid and I was 11 and we lost our house in a fire. It's a very similar feeling. It's a rupture. It's a dislocation. It's something that's at the very core of us.
Hauer says he and his partner Jack are eager to start a family, but he says he wants to wait till things are more settled. He says he doesn't want his kids growing up hearing politicians debate, as Hauer puts it, whether or not they're really a family. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.